She feels unable to be both strong and independent, and gentle and romantic at the same time. Consequently, she is in a dilemma. Like Tracy, many modern women get apprehensive when experiencing romance and adoration. But there is no reason why they should, as those qualities are not mutually exclusive. It is perfectly possible to be independent and romantic at the same time. A woman can give herself up to a man and enjoy his attentions while sticking to who she is. Romance is not oppressive. It merely lends extra zest to life. There are indications that the very young women have grasped this, allowing romance to thrive in getting married in church, wearing grand bridal dresses while retaining their independence is no problem to them. It is rather the slightly older women who have this problem, women currently in their 40s and 50s. They still remember their mother's and grandmother's dependence on a husband. They remember emancipation, whereas the young take their independence for granted. They know they are not going to lose anything by going in for love and romance. The women who find it hard to give themselves up to a man should pause for a moment and search themselves to find out whether they harbor a desire for romance behind their strong, independent bearing. And if they become aware of that dream, they should not be apprehensive of abandoning themselves to it, but enjoy it instead, as everybody needs a little romance in life. Romance is connected to some of the deepest yearnings and dreams of human beings. Within us all, we find the yearning for a life of love, beauty, and harmony, and why not allow it to be a little more prominent in our otherwise stressed existence? Romance may help to make our life more balanced. There should be room for the emancipated and the romantic woman in one and the same person. By means of romance, you may add a new dimension to your life which may provide strength and energy for the modern, extrovert, everyday life of many women. If the women who are members of the above-mentioned dating agencies will open themselves up a little more to the game of love and romance, they may not find themselves in a long and growing queue of women no man dares to approach. In that way, some of these women will be able to enter a good couplehood with love and romance, as well as independence and inner strength.